Welcome in, Ivy League Hoop fans. It's another edition of Inside Ivy Hoops. Welcome in. It's Brett Franklin, Jill Glessner with you. Back here on the podcast. Good to be back. Jill, good to see you again. And boy, we step away for one weekend and all hell breaks loose. Upsets galore, both sides. I mean, you name it. It happened last week.
We have to give a shout out to Mike Tony for filling in for us.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Maybe bringing some sanity to the podcast by doing that as well. But big thanks to Mike for filling in last week, and we greatly appreciate it. But it's nice to be back here and another edition of the podcast here and now. So where do we start? I mean, let's just say if you don't like the idea of an Ivy League tournament at this point, then I don't think there's anything that's going to make you like it, because the fact that we are having this much action late in the season and could be all the way to the last weekend of Ivy play, whether it's the men and the women, I think it's going to come down to last weekend for both. If you don't like the Ivy League tournament, then I don't know if you have a pulse, because this stuff is really exciting right now.
No, I mean, you look at Dartmouth, finally got the monkey off the back, got one win. They're sitting at 1-7, but yet they still have a chance.
They still have a chance. You've got the Brown Bears on the men's side who are very much in the thick of things. You look on the women's side, Yale and Harvard battling it out. Dartmouth right there on the outside looking
big
in.
Big weekend on the women's side
so
this weekend.
So there's a lot to get to here, so let's just get right into it here, Jill. And we'll start with Ivy League men's basketball and looking at the standings as we speak right now. Penn and Harvard notched up at 7-1. Brown at 4-4 in the third spot. Yale at 4-4 in the fourth spot. Princeton, Cornell, Columbia all at 3-5. And Dartmouth at 1-7. And yeah, it was an interesting weekend on the men's side last weekend, Joe. We'll start with the Friday night games. Cornell blows out Brown on the road. Very surprising there. You had Penn barely eke one out here in Hanover on that Friday night. And Harvard completely dismantles Princeton down in Cambridge. It was really a... then, of course, Yale, a four-point win over Columbia. Friday night was the night of choice, if you will, for some close games.
It's a coin flip. It really is. I mean, and the fact that Penn squeaked out that win, again, Dartmouth could have very easily have won that. But I do think then, you know, if Dartmouth beats Penn, I don't know if they beat Princeton the following night. But, I mean, the Brown game, just like you said, where do we start? I don't even know.
Well, you look at, let's start with that Cornell-Brown game.
Okay.
And Mike Martin will be one of our guests here back on the podcast. So we had an interesting conversation on that, and it was a tale of two nights for the Brown Bears. And Mike saying everything that did go wrong could go wrong in that game. They didn't play their best. Cornell, three Ivy League wins. I think if you had said that at the beginning of the year, not a lot of people would have bought that.
Nope. Coach Brian Earl, he's doing a great job. And in that game, they just threw the first punch. They scored the first 13 points of that game. And, you know, with a score like Matt Morgan, you're always going to be able to be in games when you have a score. And Stone Gettings, he had 23 points. Morgan had 19 points. You know, you have the, when you got the leading score in the Ivy League, who's efficient? That's something that people need to know about Morgan, is that he's shooting 49%, so he's not just a gunner and he's slinging it from anywhere. He's the leading scorer and shooting at 49% from two.
And then you got Stone Gettings, as you mentioned, had the double-double, 23-10 in that contest. And really, Cornell, which has been kind of a pesky dog up in their own court, but to get a road win against down in Providence against a good Brown team, that's a big statement win for Brian Earle and his crew. You look at Yale, they came away with a four-point win at home over Columbia. Columbia had the lead at the half, only up by two, but Yale able to slug it out in the second half. Maione had 17 to lead the Bulls. Bulldogs. Gabe Stefanini, 17 points for the Lions, and Yale just looking to keep pace and looking to, just get into that top four, and they do it at home, and again, with a high offensive output.
I know. I mean, any sweep, whether it's home or away, is huge. You know, getting two wins out of the weekend. They're sitting, you know, 4-4. If the Ivy tournament starts today, they're in.
And that's all you need, just to get in.
You just got to get in. But like you said, Maione, he filled up the stat sheets in both games. But I think the question that is lingering for everyone is, when's Mekhi Mason returning? Is he going to return?
And that's the biggest question for the Yale Bulldogs as this weekend they have Harvard and Dartmouth, or I should say Dartmouth then Harvard, here Friday and Saturday. Speaking of Dartmouth and Harvard and Penn and Princeton, we'll start with the game in Hanover where the Penn Quakers eked one out 64 to 61. And as someone who called the game, Jill, it was an interesting contest. I mean, both teams did not shoot the ball very well, especially Dartmouth. They just, I think they shot under 30% in the game, but still was in it. Dartmouth had a 55-51 lead with about 4 minutes left to go. They had possession of the basketball, probably could have put the nail in the coffin, but bad shot selection. And then all of a sudden, Penn goes on a little bit of a run. They hit their free throws down the stretch, and the Quakers came away with the win. It was interesting. Steve Donahue said before the game he was worried about coming into Dartmouth. He felt that
no
the
one
Big
wants
Green
to play them.
He felt that the Big Green were going to get one this weekend, meaning last weekend, and he was hoping it wasn't his team. But Penn pulls it out. A.J. Broder had a double-double, 20 and 10. Will Emery had his first career double-double, 14 and 12. But Penn, it was survival mode, and that's all you got to do on the road, survive, and that's what they did. They came away with the win.
Well, and I think, you know, defense is winning games for Penn. So, you know, Dartmouth didn't shoot the ball well. They shot 26%, but a lot of that has to do with Penn's defense.
Well, and Dartmouth's defense, too. Penn was the highest scoring team coming into that game, and Dartmouth holds them to 64. But you could easily see Dave McLaughlin, head men's basketball coach for Dartmouth, walking off the floor, was definitely dejected after that game. But obviously, Saturday night, a different flow to that one. And wrapping up the Friday contest on the men's side, Harvard beat Princeton 66-51. Talking with the Princeton broadcaster on Saturday night after that contest, basically said, we didn't shoot the ball very well. They didn't shoot the ball very well against Dartmouth. That just seems to be the theme for the Tigers, who have now lost four straight in league play.
I mean, Mitch Henderson will be the first to tell you. He's quoted just saying, you know, we're struggling right now. And they got to figure it out, and they got to figure it out quick. Right now they're on the outside looking in on the path to the palestra.
Looking on the Saturday night games, it was a big win for the Harvard Crimson as they defeated Penn in Cambridge 76-67. Chris Lewis had 25 points. A.J. Broder had 14 for the Quakers. But huge win for Harvard. And again, it goes to show that home court really a big advantage so far this season.
Penn is going to have to find a way to slow Lewis down. I mean, because he just had his way with them with the 25 points, 10 of 14 shooting. And then, you know, their bigs, Broder and Rothschild, they combined for 26 points, 60% shooting. So it definitely was a big men doing work in that game.
I'm curious how much of that Friday night contest against Dartmouth really, you know, dragged down Penn in that Saturday contest. But a big win for Harvard now with the with right now the tiebreaker over Penn in men's basketball holding first place. We mentioned Brown. They get the overtime win over Columbia, 91-88. Obi Okoli hits a big three-pointer down the stretch. Desmond Cambridge had a big night as well. And we'll talk to Mike Martin coming up late on the program. Just another nail-biter. We talk about Dartmouth with nail-biters. How about the Brown Bears? They've had several.
I was just going to say, but they're the opposite ends of the, you know, the coin flip of in that last possession, Brown's been on the winning side more often than not, whereas unfortunately Dartmouth has been on the losing end of that. But a few possessions, Brett, Brown could very easily be winless in the Ivy League. If a ball goes another way, if a missed free throw, that's how this league is right now.
Very the margin for error, very
so
slim,
small
here in the Ancient Eight. As we mentioned, Yale completed the sweep over the weekend. They defeated Cornell on Saturday, 74-65. Maione with another big night. Stone Gettings had 20 points for the Big Red, but the Yale with two big wins over this past weekend. And then Dartmouth with the upset of the weekend as they had a win over Princeton, 72-56. Dartmouth snaps a seven-game losing streak to the Tigers. And it was a really interesting game, Jill. Dartmouth dominated the second half. And I know Princeton's had some injuries inside, and Dartmouth really exploited that. But it was quite a convincing win in that second half for the Big Green, who outscored Princeton 47-30 in that second half.
Well, I think Dartmouth humbled Princeton a little bit in that game. But you just have to love the resiliency of this Dartmouth group. I mean, coming in, they're, 0-7, losing how many games? 5-6 games in the last possession.
Nine in a row.
You know, Coach McLaughlin will say his message to the team after the Penn game was the same it was after the Princeton game. You know, that they worked hard. They deserve to win. It's just a few, you know, balls didn't roll their way.
And Dartmouth's defense was really good. They kept Devin Kennedy in check. They kept Miles Stevens, who torched them up here in Hanover a year ago. He only had 9 points. I mean, defense was really the name of the game for the Big Green.
And you have to credit, again, Coach McLaughlin for replacing Evan Bedreau, right? They didn't replace him with one player. They replaced him with three. And it's those rookie post players, you know, Chris Knight, Adrice Jackson, Will Emery, and they're getting it done for them. And I'm telling you, teams do not want to play Dartmouth.
Looking at this weekend, Jill, in men's action, Brown will be at Harvard on Friday at 7 o'clock. Penn is at Columbia. Yale is at Dartmouth. And Princeton is at Cornell. I think the Brown-Harvard game, very interesting in Cambridge. Just knowing how good Brown is and having Brandon Anderson, and then, of course, all eyes are going to be on Desmond Cambridge of whether or not he will go. We asked Mike Martin about that. You'll have to wait and listen on the later on in the podcast. There's a little tease for you. But I think this is going to be the game of the night in the Ivy League, the Friday contest, Brown at Harvard.
And I agree, and I'm going with the home team.
They've been very good in Cambridge. I mean, really, every home team's been pretty good here in the Ivy League. So Brown and Harvard, 7 o'clock. Penn is at Columbia, 7 o'clock tip-off in New York City.
I'm going with Penn.
Penn. All right. So they'll...
Again, Columbia's... If they make their threes, they're going to be right there with them. But I think inside, I think Broder, Rothschild. And I mean, and Foreman. Foreman's been such a nice point guard for them to distribute. He brings poise and cohesion to Penn.
He's a steady hand on the floor is really what he brings to that offense. And then we have Yale at Dartmouth and the Big Green looking to put back-to-back wins, while Yale, again, coming off the sweep last weekend. I'm looking forward to this one. Maione has been playing really well as of late, but the biggest thing for Yale is, can their other pieces step up as well coming up off the bench?
And you know what, Brett? I don't know if this is the bias in me, but I'm pushing for a Dartmouth sweep this weekend.
Wow.
It's just going to make it that much more interesting.
Hot take. It might be cold out in Hanover, but here in the studio,
well,
we got
hot
takes.
Because when they won, people were dressed in flannel. So
it was flannel night. Yours truly did have the tartan on, and I would like to think that had a little bit something to do with it. Princeton's at Cornell, 8 o'clock tip-off in Ithaca. This is no gimme for the Tigers. As we said, Cornell has three Ivy Leagues. They're very much in the chase for the four spot. And going to Ithaca, that's no easy task. I mean, I think this game's a toss-up.
I'm going to go with Princeton. I think this four-game losing streak needs to end, and Mitch Henderson's going to lay into and make sure that they're focused. It was a little bit of a reality check losing to Dartmouth. You know, they might have been looking past, but I think they're going to be super focused, and they're going to take it to the Big Red.
All right, looking at the Saturday contest, we'll start with the early one, and by early, just a half hour start, early start time. Penn is at Cornell at 6:30, and again, I still say it, you know, that Ithaca, New York City trip, not the easiest.
Are you choosing Cornell?
I think Cornell's better chances to win on Friday night against Princeton, to be quite honest. I think Penn is going to be the favorite here on Saturday.
Yeah, agreed.
Looking at some of the other contests on Saturday, 7 o'clock tip-off, Princeton is at Columbia. Late one, 9:30 tip-off down in Cambridge. It's Yale and Harvard. That's a big one on ESPNU, mind you. And then, of course, we have Brown and Dartmouth on Saturday. I would normally say Yale and Harvard would probably be the game of the night, and probably is, but don't overlook the Brown and Dartmouth game. Those teams have played how many close games down the stretch? If you remember the first game, a buzzer beater where Brown won it at the end. I mean,
you don't think Dartmouth is coming in with a little chip on their shoulder, a little payback?
I think both of those games are going to be just as entertaining. And you know what? You can watch the Dartmouth and Brown game, and then you can have plenty of time to watch Yale and Harvard. Just quickly on that Yale-Harvard game, is Harvard the home team? Does that give them the edge?
It does. In my book, Harvard at home, both on men's and women's side, they just play really well.
And I think Harvard has a little bit more depth.
And I'm actually going with the home team, Columbia. So, yes, I'm giving Princeton the win on Friday.
But you think the Lions get it on Saturday?
I do.
All right. Look at that. Hot takes here. Just the first segment alone, folks. All right. There we go.